five things your best boss did. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today's Leader Feeder, I want to look at the things that your best manager did that maybe you could emulate as a frontline leader. In the Frontline Leadership course, we ask participants to think back to the best manager or supervisor they'd ever worked for, and then list some of those characteristics that made the manager so successful. Well, I want to cover off five of the most common attributes that make their way onto the flip chart in the classroom. First on the list is clear expectations and directions. Half of the reasons that employees don't meet your expectations is because they're unclear of what you want, when you want it, how much you want. Most of the reasons people also let you down personally is not knowing exactly what you want them to do and how urgent it is. So being clear in expectations can help you at work and at home. Number two on the list on the flip chart would be the boss who worked hard and had high energy. Even though we don't expect our leaders to do the work that we're supposed to do, we do want to see that they work hard at doing what they're supposed to do. So I remember this one supervisor in one of our customers. He tended to stand up on the mezzanine over the production line with a cup of coffee in his hand, and his team would look up at him and say, "Must be nice to be in management." And instead of kind of being more humble, he would say, "Yes, it is. Now get back to work." That team hated him, and eventually that leader got let go from the company. You want to make sure that you set the example and the pace that you want your team to follow as well. Third on the flip chart, a boss who showed appreciation and generally stayed positive. Your best leader probably told you when you did a good job and generally created a positive mood and environment. Somebody who is negative, cynical all the time would probably not fall in the top of your list when you think back over your best managers. Fourth on the list, a boss who gave you freedom to make decisions, solve problems, and embrace challenges and didn't micromanage you. So it can be tempting sometimes to interfere with the work of your team and constantly hover over them, but we know that that is not going to put you at the top of their list as far as being the best leader they've ever worked for. The fifth and final one that we list on the flip chart when we ask that question in the classroom is that a leader is a good communicator and a good listener. So generally, your best boss is someone who kept you in the loop, asked you questions, and then listened to your feedback. So as you strive to improve your leadership ability by maybe emulating those top five things that great bosses do, you can, of course, access our frontline leadership program by having us in to work with your team on site or coming to one of our public workshops. Visit us online at uniquedevelopment.com. And why not join with other like-minded leaders in our social media community, which can be on LinkedIn, it could be on Twitter, or on Facebook. You can search us out at Frontline Leader.